Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. God is so good. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh my God, God is so good. It is a good thing. It's a good day. And I know, well, there may be many of you who are getting up, tidying up, cooking, getting ready to go out to get those last minute things, items, so Saturday can be just a perfect day for you. Hallelujah. Well, we pray that you don't spend overspend and that you find the things that you need. If not, you can substitute it. Hallelujah. Whatever it will take, that you will find peace and joy. Hallelujah. In the Lord. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord for you joining us this morning or whenever it is. It may be, I'll just say this, 100 years from now or 100 minutes from now or right now. Hallelujah. We're so delighted that you tuned in, and we're so grateful, and we're praying that you're having a wonderful day. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are, yes, we are. We are rejoicing, and we are glad, glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. We're glad in this day. Hallelujah. 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 We're glad. We give honor to God. Yes, we do. But it is in Him we move and have our being. Amen. He is the only true and living God. Besides Him, there is none other. So we thank the Lord for His mercy, His grace, His love, His kindness, His peace, and His joy. Amen. His protection, His faithfulness to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So we honor the only true and living God. Oh, excuse me, hallelujah. Let me just get a sip of coffee. Oh, I made a pretty good cup of coffee this morning. good morning again. That sounds better. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God Called to Pray. Yes, we are. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I just got something. Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just got a wonderful, and I just pray and ask God, hallelujah, right now, Lord God, bless your name. Seal it in the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. God is so good to us. He's good to us. I am so grateful. Ooh, 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 for such a time as this. He has ordained you to be on this earth for such a time as this. Hallelujah. For such a time as this. He has ordained. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Your presence on this earth. Hallelujah. Oh my God, oh my God. Oh, it is being downloaded. But such a time as this, God, the maker, the creator, the heavens and the earth, the only true and living God, has the man command your presence on this earth for such a time as this. Write that down. God's plan for to send me to be are in the, oh my God, earth at this time for such a time. This is the time. This is the time it has been appointed by God for you to be on the earth for such a time as this. Oh, don't say, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. You're on the earth to give God glory. Well, how am I supposed to do that? You seek his face. Listen to this. And we're just kind of going, listen to this. Everything and every piece of you, every microscopic piece of you, ordained and orchestrated and poured into, oh my God, and given, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh God, you are programmed. Your DNA, your microscopic, not recording, but yes, let's just use that. Microscopic sensories, I'll use that, I guess, has been programmed. What time is this? You have been equipped. Oh, my God. Everything in you has been programmed for you to do what God has called you to do. Now, think about it. You have been programmed. Your fingerprint, even twins, triplets, quadruplets, is unique and different, they say. Not the same. I don't even know how that is possible. With all the people on the earth, all the people that have been on the earth, and no fingerprint is the same. God. Can you say that? God did it. God, no man could have done that. For such a time as this, he brought you here, and he didn't leave you helpless and hopeless. Your passion speaks to what God has ordained for you. That thing that necessarily can make you money. But there is something deeper in you that gives you the pleasure. And sometimes ours have been buried, if that's possible to say that, by the trials and the situations and circumstances and events in our life. Mm-hmm. So we have to, I don't know, rediscover or discover, stop and think. Ask God to move those insecurities that have turned and are hidden in abrasiveness, hostility, selfishness, deceitfulness. You know what I'm saying? Because if we can't do what God called us to do, it reverts or covers itself in a negative. We have children, and we, why do you keep doing that? What is? But now we need to stop. stop and examine what are they doing, how are they doing it, what do you see in your child? You have to pray and ask God. And a lot of times you see them acting out. Why are they acting out? Are they acting out because the enemy is trying to prevent them from doing what they were ordained to do? They are leaders. You always want to be telling people what to do. You always want, is that a leader in the law? Some children leading children to do bad things because they have the enemy is playing with them. So we have to pray over them, cover them in the blood of Yeshua, because they have been ordained to accomplish some tasks. And we see a lot of negativity when it comes to, let me just be honest and give me this time, and I'm not prejudiced, but I just need to speak to the black children, and they're very well maybe our Caucasian brothers and sisters, but we don't see, or they're not amplified like our black brothers, our black children are, and we'll perhaps discuss that. But what we need to do is to begin to pray for them and to remove 400 years plus of degradation and humiliation and dehumanizing from their spirit, from their DNA, and let the real ones come out. We realize we have some very strong, intelligent black people, black youth, but some of it has been diverted, even allowing people immature to bring these children forth and their children themselves without direction. So that counteracts the situation. But God, God can fix it. God can change it. And we put every, even those that, but God, because God can heal, he can cleanse them from all unrighteousness. So we have to trust God to do it, and we have to live a life before them that will draw them, that we're their light. So they need to see, so it'll begin to trigger some things. Just saying that. This is my little spot right here. It ain't up, how you take it. But if you take and encourage education and have instructors who are not so full of themselves, you know we have them. We have some of our own people can be some of the roughest people at times. But have it where they, when they walk in a classroom, they're equal with any other child. Not your mama rich, your daddy rich, you poor. No. They're children. And they should made to be, to feel safe where they are. We have some children whose parents are wealthy. And we just assume because they have money that all is well with them. And because they know this person and that person, we cannot do that. We have to pray for all of them and not be blinded by their little needs too. I don't mean to be, say, harsh things or, I'm not going to change it. I don't mean for it to come across harsh. I'm just saying what the reality is. We need to triage and find ourselves. God has great plans for us. As a matter of fact, God has great plans for all his people. I just needed to step out and reach out to our black people and just have a nugget there. We pray We're praying people. We pray and we have emotions with it. Yes, we pray. And when we pray, something happens. Not that other people, races don't pray to God and things happen, but we pray. Okay? That's our gift. Now, I may be wrong. That's our gift. We pray. We pray. We pray. Hallelujah. And we thank God for that. So let's begin to really pray for our youth and our other brothers and sisters. They're going through. We just don't see it. Their children are doing the same thing. They're not excluded from it. So, yes, we have a leader in every race. But we, and sometimes our traditions and our cultures want to maintain. We can, truth and holiness never change. We have to be that. But some of our traditions, we need to look at and not be a hindrance to the children. Righteousness is always righteous, and it's never going to change the righteousness of God. So we have to open our eyes. I'm not saying accept sin. I'm saying there are some changes, as long as it doesn't conflict with God. We're told we are to teach our children of Him so they won't sin against Him. His commandments, they don't change. They're just as current today as they were when God spoke of them. You know. So we have to do that. And our children must not hear us at the dinner table letting the real us come out, and the hatred that we have for different people, different our neighbors even. But the children on the playground share the dinner table message. They act out the dinner table message. Okay? And some know that it's not right, but they, after a while, because they've been pressured, so they end up doing it. That's just the word right there. Hallelujah. That's just the word right there. Hallelujah. That's just the word right there. Oh, yes, it is. That's just the word right there. Hallelujah. For such a time as this. Look at our children different. Look at our grandchildren different. And look at ourselves different. Yes, we look at ourselves differently, because we're here at the command of God for such a time as this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh my God, you got work to do. Oh yes, you do. Oh yes, you do. You have work to do. I have work to do. We've been programmed to do it. So let's be about our Father's goodness. We're here on this earth for such a time as this. Isn't that just wonderful to realize? Father, we thank you, Father. Father, our Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt your most holy name. We thank you, Father, for your mercy, your grace, your love, your kindness, your peace, your joy. Thank you, Lord. for you are our shield and you are our help. Hallelujah. You are our healer, for you are the God that heals you. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name. Thank you for the manifestation of your word in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Thank you, oh my God. Thank you, Father, for you hear us when we pray. Glory be to your name. Thank you for being with us at this appointed time, at this place. Hallelujah. Thank you for opening our eyes that we may see, our ears that we may hear you, and our heart that we obey you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Thank you for your holy presence, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is joy, there is peace. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for being with us. Hallelujah. Thank you for how you protect us. Father, we ask that you forgive us all that you have given us. We thank you for forgiveness of every word, thought, and deed that we have committed against thee and thee only. Almighty God, oh, glorious Father, how we give you glory and we bless your name and we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you that you order our steps. You give us direction. You support us. Hallelujah. And we thank you. Hey, God, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving us holy boldness to walk, to say, and do what you have ordained and will for us to walk and say and do. Almighty God, oh, glory. Almighty God, where we're weak, you're strong. Almighty God, we're vessels unto you. Almighty God, your servants, your children. Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua, we thank you. Oh, God, hallelujah. Cleanse our eyes, our mouth, Almighty God, our ears. If I take your mark, sure, anything that's not of you, God, and it doesn't bring you glory, Almighty God, let it be an irritant to us, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, how we glorify you, how we magnify you, how we exalt your most holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessings and honor. Glory and power, they all belong to thee, our God and our King. Hallelujah. Our Master, our Lord. Remember our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Remember our house. Oh God, pray that you touch Almighty God, that you meet their every need, that you speak to them, Almighty. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, keep them out of places of danger and harm, Almighty God. Yes, Lord, oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh, let them walk in your circle of your blessings, God. God, their footsteps, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We apply the blood of Yeshua over them, Almighty God. Oh, that inner circle and the pressure to do and to stretch them and to take. Oh, God, oh, guard them, Almighty God, from those that would be so greedy and selfish. Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Even with parents' good intentions, consuming the children, they can't breathe, they can't think, they can't even stop to see who they are, oh God, and what thoughts they have. Hallelujah. Someone living their lives through them. Almighty God, Almighty God, we can't do it. They belong to you, God.
Hallelujah. So we put them in your hands, God. We ask that you give us what is necessary, God, to help them to be the people that you have ordained to be on this earth for such a time as this. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, help us. Oh, we lift them up before you, God. Hallelujah. We lift them up before you. Let them not back down. Let them not think less of themselves, God. Let them not be intimidated, Almighty God. Let their yesterday be their yesterday. Oh, God, the future is bright. Don't let them, God. Don't let them take down. Oh, God. Let them be who you ordained. Let them walk strong and tall in you, for you are guarding them. Your angels of protection all around them. Thank you, God. Glory be to your name. Oh, bless your name. Oh, God, and your children everywhere. Oh, God, the innocent one. Oh, God, you see, Father. You see it all. You see, Father, send help from the sanctuary and guard us to a safe place. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God. Glory be to your name. Thank you for being with us. Hallelujah. Thank you for speaking to us and through us. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Guiding us. Remember every bishop, every apostle that you have called and ordained. Hallelujah. Every prophet, every evangelist, every preacher, every teacher, every missionary. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Everyone. All every deacon. Almighty God. Glory be to your name. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be. Those that have allowed people to tell them. Hallelujah. Make them feel intimidated. Woo! Shut the mouth of those that speak in ignorance and speak to your people and bring them out that place. Oh, God. Bring them out of that place. Bring them out of that place of darkness, of doubt, and intimidation. Bring them out, God. Give them holy bones. Hallelujah, to just stand and declare. But thus says the Lord, living God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. For they are here for such a time as this. We thank you, Lord. We remember the bereaved family. Almighty God. Remember Reverend Hickman in Tennessee. All their family, comfort them, Almighty God. We thank you. We ask that you remember Bishop Lee. Hallelujah. Heal him, Lord, in the name of Yeshua. We thank you, Lord, for touching his body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember the Boat family, Almighty God. Remember Mother Dunlap and her family. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This is the day. Oh, my God. This is the day. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is the day. Bless your name, Almighty God. This is the day. Whoa. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, Lord. This is the day. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Bless the Lord. This is the day. Oh, Lord, oh, my God. Oh, my God. My God, my God. This is the day.
This is the day. Did you catch it? This is the day. Yes, it is. This is the day. Oh, yes, it is. This is the day. God is good. You know, it doesn't matter what you're going through. And sometimes you may feel like you're all alone. But we're really not. We're in His presence. He's with us. Talk about the Almighty God. Hallelujah. But He allows us to go through. And there comes a period in that time. And I guess you could call it R&R. I think that's what they call it in the military. A place or a time of rest. And then that too can be a time of testing.
Mm-hmm.
When God has spoke and He's given peace to you, now you want to see, what did you learn? Think about it. What did you learn on the battlefield? Did it make a difference in your life? Or did it amplify the negativity, the sin, the selfishness? Did you learn anything? Did you learn? Are your responses to God, have they changed because you were in the wilderness? What did you learn when you were in the wilderness? Are you not able to apply it in the promised land? Or before you get to the promised land, are you able to apply it? Are you? The goodness that God has provided for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to think. We have to think. We have to think. We have to be reminded. That's right. Are we really out there determined to do the will of our Father? He got a yes. Does He have a yes? I'm tired. I ain't got no time to think. Everything is going good. I'm good. I got a little change in the bank. Got a new car. New house. I can go to Tiffany's. You know what I'm saying? Buy a little something, something. Oh, I can sit back. Whatever. My refrigerators and freezers also Molly. I have this and I have that. Bling, bling, bling. You know, oh, what you really wanted to be or say is finally coming out, and not the righteousness of God. So that can be our test too. And so we want to make sure, we want to make sure that wherever we are, we're learning, moving, and growing. And if we're going through testing times, and we forget, we put an S to that, time of testing, you know. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. But you know, how are you walking through it? God is there. He lifts the weight. Yes, He does. Let us breathe. God is with us. He's still providing. We thank Him. Sometimes I had a pastor say, they're just small things, but it's just one thing after another. But we have to say, but God is there. And I don't take these things, these words lightly, because, you know, if you've ever experienced anything, you know what it feels like, and you don't take it for granted or like lightly when someone is saying these to you or going through. Nor do you just pat them on their head and say, keep living right. Because this is what happens for me when I live right for God. I think it's in Deuteronomy, it says that no one can serve God. God is holy, and we really don't know what that means, you know. But we have the blood of Jesus, and we go through our trials and tribulations, and he has equipped us with anointing power. Amen. Yes, he has. So God is good. Let's be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Yes, yes. And help us one to another. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. You know, and another thing, don't go trying to keep up with someone who God has blessed, say financially or just regardless of where they are. You can't keep up with that. You be grateful where you are. Excuse me. What God has given you, then you trying to use that to keep up with so-and-so, and they just going to work you. Don't do it. My mom shared with me when she was in boarding school how there were students who had one changing, and every evening they would wash their things out, hang them up, and some of their clothes were patched. But they washed their iron. And yes, I know some felt bad, but they would going to school was more important to them than their feeling bad. And there were times that they had to leave school early, excuse me, so they could go and work the crops and the fields. And then they would do their homework and then return to school. But they had to have money to go to school. And their fathers were very determined, and some didn't think going to school was necessary. But you could go to school if you kept up. You can't stay when it's harvest time or whatever, you know. But they made it. And they did well in life, you know, but they couldn't pretend and keep up. And yes, we know that there were some children more likely who attempted, but you'll fail at it. Excuse me. See where you're blessed where you are, because God is with you. Be thankful and grateful for what you have and what someone else has. That's what's on their plate. You can't eat what's on another's plate. What God has for you on your plate, be thankful. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for what you have provided for me. Yes, for me. I thank you. And we have to just every so often be reminded that God gives us. He hasn't forgotten us. He hasn't forgotten you. So don't try to live in someone else's blessing. Let's learn to live in our own blessing where we are. Amen. There are those that you see are being blessed, and they may be trying to be with someone else. You know, it just never stops. No. Where you are, you be grateful, you trust God, you know that he is the one that provided these lights, the water, the heat. God did it. You may not have a half a refrigerator full, but you can go in and get something out of it. Your cabinets may not be filled to the brim, but every time you go in, you can get something out of it. Hallelujah. And make tasty dishes. You know that's not you. You have glory. You know that's God. Hallelujah. You know it's God. God did it. And God is doing it. Hallelujah.
Yeah, you say, oh, I just wish I didn't even have to worry about it. But you know something, talking to me too. Why you worry? You can't provide it. You can't multiply it. He loves us. And he's real. He cares. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. He cares. Yes, he does. He loves you so much. And he cares so much for you. So wherever we are in our stage in life, let's be grateful. There may be times that we have tears, the tears well up, that, you know, but we can still be grateful. Say, Lord, I'm so tired. We pray that, Lord, will be your strength and you rest in his amazing grace. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. And let those who God has blessed, well, no, I don't want to say blessed. Those who are in a different place of rest, I'll say. Don't turn your nose up or treat people like they partial citizens of God. Because I have this and you don't. There must be something wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? Let's not do that. Let's treat others as we would like to be, treated. Let's do unto others as we would like for people to treat us or to do unto us. Yeah? You know, God is good. But this is the day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. This is the day. Glory. Oh. Oh. I wish you could see my pad. None of that is on here. No more than what I wrote. But God is good. Hallelujah. Just bring tears to your eyes. The goodness of God. And how he can bring us out with a mighty hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He can bring us out with a mighty hand. A mighty hand. He's a mighty deliverer. He sets us free. Oh, God, even when we get ourselves in situations and circumstances, it does not take him by surprise. Sometimes I say, I need my father. Yeah, I need my father. God is so good. He's so loving and he's so kind. Hallelujah. Psalms 30. I will exalt thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and has not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his hope. Of his holiness. For his anger endures a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou hast hid thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord,
And unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness to the end that my glory may sing praises unto thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Hallelujah. Ever give thanks. Hallelujah. I'll enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Glory be to the Lord. God is good. Good morning, Sister Ro. God bless you. Hallelujah. I'll give you a call a little later. Just been busy, unexpected, busy, busy, busy. God bless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, I tell you, I just love the Lord. I thank the Lord. I ask the Lord that he wants us to remember to seal it in our heart, that we won't forget. Hallelujah. That we won't forget. That we will not forget. Hallelujah. God is so good. God is so, so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know where we are now, Genesis. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his hope. Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, goodness. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Same chapter, verse 26, I'm sorry. And God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over all the cattle, and over all the earth, my God. And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Bless your most holy name, Almighty God. Give us clarity and understanding. Hallelujah. 28, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens And the earth was finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. God made it and he rests. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. He made it and he rested. Yes, he did. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is good. Can you say God is good? God, let's say, the Almighty God is good. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see. I'm just at awe of something that, oh God, oh Lord, it's just, God is good. Oh Jesus, have mercy. Oh Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Can you just say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus? Yes. I know I said that I'll be saying Yeshua, but out of habit, I call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. 8. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears, that all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among you can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God form, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am so grateful for that. Hallelujah. And Second Chronicles. So, well, why? You read Second Chronicles here. It just let us know that what the prophet had said so long ago, that it comes to pass by one who had no idea of this God. Of God. I didn't even say this God. He had his own God, you know. He knew nothing about, but yet what Ezekiel said is so true. God said in Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel, all souls S-O-U-L-S, are mine. Point blank period. All of them. All of them are mine. All are mine. Yes. That's what he says. They are all belong. He can will whatever. Before, oh God, before Osiris was born, it was already spoken on the earth and his name was called and declared what he would do. Jesus. Woo. Oh God. Let that sink in. This pandemic, God knew, and I'm sure there was a word that went out to tell and to say that this was coming. Didn't hear it and pay attention, I'm sure. So we read 2 Chronicles 36, starting at the 22nd verse. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be completed, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia. Did you hear that? The law, did you hear? Stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, all the kingdoms of the earth has the Lord God of heaven given me, and he has charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judea. Who is there among you? Oh, I'm sorry, among all his people. The Lord, his God, be with him, and let him go up. We can believe God. We can trust God. We know that he's in control of all things. Yes, yes, yes. He gives. He opened our eyes and speak, and it is take 100,000 years, whatever happened, and it is divine time. By God, it will happen. Can't stop it. My God. That's what we call Father. Hallelujah. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Truly, nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Do the 6th. The first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. God bless you. Love you. Go in peace. Go in love. Go in the confidence that God is with you. Hallelujah. God bless.